The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey, y'all, it's Chip Patterson from the Cover 3 Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. College football is about to enter its first ever 12-team playoff era, so join me, along with Tom Fornelli, Danny Cannell, and Bud Elliott, as we drop new episodes 5 times a week to close out the year. We've got reactions, bracket breakdowns, and best bets for these matchups with championship stakes. Follow and listen to the Cover 3 Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Talking about the Steelers and national media seeming to swing their opinion off watching Russ in that Bengals game to now, wait a second, the Steelers are absolutely a legitimate Super Bowl contender. Do you agree? And if not, what's the flaw? What's the reason that you would cite for why you don't think they have at least a legit chance to get there? I don't think they're going to get there. Because I think if it comes down to going through Lamar, Josh Allen, and Mahomes, that's asking a bit much. But I do think, for the first time in a while, that they really do have an honest shot at it, really. And the other topic is Joey Porter Jr. I guess we can eliminate the word great when I'm asking how he's been playing this season. Is it good, average, or bad? I get confused week to week and sometimes play to play as to what my opinion on this guy is. I don't know. PFF, love him or hate him, they have competent people looking at this stuff. They do. I mean, they have literal NFL offensive coordinators who are graduates of their place. Bruce Gradkowski used to grade the quarterbacks. I mean, it's not like they just pull somebody off the street, you know, to do this. They have Joey Porter with a failing grade at 51.7. That's 101st out of 113 corners. He can't have been that bad. There's no way he's been that bad. Would you agree with that, Limits?
Yeah, I don't think he's been that poor. But, I mean, we've had guys from PFF come on and say that they don't like how he plays.
Well, the one guy, remember, he made excuses for him and said, well, his overall grade's not everything. I said I thought that was the very definition of his overall grade. Everything added up.
It was like the subcategories.
So I'm extremely, I can't remember a Steeler player that I'm more sort of uncertain of my own opinion of than Joey Porter. It's weird. What do you think of him? Good, average, or bad?
I like him. I think he's a average player at the moment with a good chance to be really good. Like, I thought last year he was great at times. Now, the penalties are becoming a significant concern and are a significant concern for me because you cannot be a lockdown, shutdown corner as how grabby he is and relying on the refs. You just can't be relying on the refs to be as good as you are. If that's a big part of your game, I don't like it. He has to try to adjust that. But I think he's really good in coverage when he's not grabbing as much as he does.
Let's hit the phone lines, Limits. Let's hear from people.
Here's Zach in New Kent.
What's up?
Hey, guys. Big fan.
Thanks, man.
Hey, I actually don't mind the way that Joey Porter plays. I like it. I think today's NFL with the refs, it's kind of like, I dare you to call it. And so you play this way, and it has risks, but it has benefits and huge benefits. I mean, he should have been called for a PI in the end zone against Chase, and he almost picked it. So there's risks, but I don't mind it. And it's okay. It actually eliminates yards after catch.
I hear you. Yeah.
If you're getting beat, just pass interference them. It's the same thing with offensive holding. Like, you will get away with a couple, and you'll score a touchdown on that play. But you get called, well, it's just the NFL. Oh, it's another holding call.
I think that's very well said. I hear that. I hear every bit of it, Limits. That was a great call. And it's kind of like what Tomlin said. Yeah, we gave up some. He gave up some. And Tomlin didn't say this, but I think he implied it, that Higgins is the one he singled out, did not completely just go off in this game and ruin us. And I compare it to basketball, to pick up on that man's analogy who just called in. It's like playing a real physical brand of defense where you're roughing a guy up, you're fouling him a little bit. You're still getting away with a lot. You're making it difficult on the guy. You're making him go to the foul line. Yeah, you're giving up points. You're going to give up some because he's good. But it's a way to guard him physically. Now, can it go overboard, especially if the refs are of a mind to call a bunch of stuff on a given day? It can. We saw that the other day. But I hear what that man just said. In fact, I think he was borderline brilliant.
He's playing bad boys Pistons ball out there.
He is.
Trying to be as tough, as physical as possible.
Chase didn't bother me the other day.
No, he didn't do much at all. It was really Higgins.
It was the final drive, and Higgins didn't get 100 yards either. I mean, if he had the penalty yardage, he did. Joey Porter last year, 8 penalties for 75 yards. 3 holds, 3 pass interference, 2 others, whatever they were. So keep that in mind, Limits. Can you memorize that? 3 holds, 3 interferences. These are enforced penalties, of course. And 8, God bless me, total for 75 yards.
He had 2 on the same play, by the way.
I know. He had 2 penalties the other day that weren't enforced. 1 because, well, they picked 1 of 2 that he committed on the same play. And the other was because, why was the other one? Because they scored, I think, right? Okay, last year, this year, Porter has 9 penalties, so already 1 more than last year for 111 yards, 2 holds, 6 pass interferences, and 1 other. How about that? So he's going to smash his own personal record, it looks like, this year.
Which is a problem. I mean, that's kind of the risk that you take, though, with Joey Porter.
Do you know who's second on the Steelers in penalties?
Broderick Jones.
Yes, with 7 for 70. Do you know who's tied for third, if you can name any of the people tied for third? With 4.
4 penalties. I'm going to say...
Wrong.
Dan Moore.
Wrong.
George Pickens.
Wrong.
George Pickens Wrong. Is not one?
Nope. George Pickens has 3 for 40 yards.
Dante Jackson.
Wrong.
Who?
Alex Highsmith with 4. Sayamalo with 4. And Connor Hayward comes off the top rope with 4.
Yeah, we were talking about, do you want to play more Connor Hayward? The answer right now, no. That's part of it.